Random House Audio presents The Man Called Noon by Louis L'Amour, read for you by Stephen Mendel. Chapter 1. Somebody wanted to kill him. The idea was in his mind when he opened his eyes to the darkness of a narrow space between two buildings. His eyes came to a focus on a rectangle of light on the wall of the building opposite, the light from a second-story window. He had fallen from that window. Lying perfectly still, he stared at the rectangle of light as if his life depended on it, yet an awareness was creeping into his consciousness that the window no longer mattered. Only one thing mattered now: escape. He must get away, clear away, and as quickly as possible. There was throbbing in his skull, the dull, heavy beat that was driving everything else from his brain. Impelled by what urge he could not guess, he lifted a hand toward his face. There was a twinge of pain from the arm. Then he touched his face. He did not know to whom the features belonged. Gingerly, he touched his skull. There was half-caked blood and a deep wound in his scalp. His hand dropped to his shirt, which was stiffening with blood. Somebody had tried to kill him, and he felt sure that they would try again and would not cease trying until he was dead. Nothing else remained in his memory. Stiffly, he turned his head, looking first one way and then the other. In the one direction there was blackness, in the other was light, a street. He was conscious of a faint stirring from the darkness behind the buildings. Something or someone was creeping along in the blackness, some enemy intent upon his destruction. Heaving himself from the ground, he half fell.